A little rain did nothing to dampen the spirits of cross-country skiers enjoying the Matanuskas Susitna Borough's second Winter Trails Day this season at the Government Peak Recreation Area near Palmer. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Despite unseasonably warm weather and a light drizzle, enthusiastic skiers turned out on Saturday to test the new Government Peak Recreation Area ski trails. The Matanuska Susitna Borough Parks and Outdoor Recreation Division, the Matsu Trails Council, and Alaska Trails hosted the event, complete with free ski equipment, free instruction, and free hot chocolate. Sheila Bailey and Christopher Bailey were there testing the trail conditions.
It's great. This is the first time we've been on these trails. They're really fun. It's a little wet today, but can't help that. Good for beginners.
How do you rate these trails?
They're pretty good. I haven't been skiing all that much. We just started last year, but they're better than some I've been on. So
we just started skiing last year, actually, and it's a great family activity. Good exercise. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Matsu Ski Club board member Tom Smeda says there are about 4 miles of trails at Government Peak with beginner to intermediate difficulty levels.
Local community council, borough, other groups have worked together to make these a reality. And they're great. They're just excellent, awesome trails. They did a beautiful job of laying them out. Gets good snow, doesn't get the wind. Just great. And the terrain is more agreeable to your average, say, intermediate beginner skier. It's not real intimidating like some trails can be.
He says there is a 2-kilometer dog-friendly trail included in the area, too. There was plenty of snow at Government Peak on Saturday, and people, many with young children in tow, were taking advantage of the festival atmosphere of the day. Ed Strabel, also a ski club board member, says the area is growing in popularity.
Things are looking up as far as cross-country skiing here in the valley. The Junior Nordic program, we last count was 76 kids in that. And no lights. Kids come on out there with their little headlamps, and it looks like a firefly convention. And we've got a lot of skiers coming on out from the valley that are taking advantage of it.
Isabel Giroux and Lori Harris say they enjoy the area's quiet beauty and its convenient location close to Palmer.
Love it. I think it's wonderful. I think it was much needed, and we're happy that it's here.
Yes, it has been raining today, so we're really happy that it's nice now. It's awfully warm, though, so.
So are you avid skiers, both of you? You look like you're ready for action.
Well, avid, I don't know.
That
we're trying to, yeah.
Not we enjoy quite, getting out.
We do, yes. So we try to get out as much as we can. So
yeah, and we've been up here a few times and we really like it here.
Yeah,
so
it's really nice.
Okay.
It's fine.
So you give it the thumbs up then.
Absolutely.
Government Peak is not far off Palmer Fishhook Road. Saturday marked the second Winter Trails Day in the area. An earlier event in late December drew a crowd as well, and plans are to eventually expand the trail system there. I'm Ellen Lockyer.